Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, January the 17th, 2014. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
Why not
and we're
start
streaming
with
live
chuckle?
At KCNR 1460. Good
Why
morning.
Why not start with a chuckle?
Well, I am chuckling because you were tickling me.
Savannah turns on the radio. It pushes up the knobs, and you're flipping the papers.
There we go. Well, it caught me by surprise. I've only been doing this for 5 years. Hey, let's start off our Friday with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are mixed in early trading. Currently, the Dow's up 17 points at 16,434. The Nasdaq's down 11 at 4,206. And the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,842. Oil's up 64 cents a barrel at $94.60, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.85%. Gold's up $7.80 at $1,248, while silver's up 22 cents at $20.27 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's down 47 cents at $76.29, Bank of America's down a nickel at $17.03, and Google is up $3.20 at $1,159.42. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 705, 805, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 243-7561, 243-7561. They know what's happening in Wall Street. They can help you with your investments and what's going on there on a minute-by-minute basis. Hey, sweetie.
All right. We are chocked full this morning. We have an incredible morning with lots of guests coming in out of the KCNR studios. But first, let's talk about our forecast. It's beautiful downtown, 36 degrees right now. It's one of those kind of burb, I love it moments. Sunny today is the forecast with 75. Clear tonight with temperatures around 41. This weekend, we're looking towards 73 and sunny on Saturday night. That fabulous moon with the clear skies, 40. Sunday looks like it's sunny with 71, so we are getting about 8 degrees less in temperature, which is nice. Sunday night, mostly clear with temperatures around 40. We are so grateful for our sponsors, Chuck and Judy Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane, our customers, our warm friends.
All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a very quick break, and we're going to come back. It's Friday, and we have our Haven Humane Pet of the Week. We'll be right back.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, and we are here, of course, with Spencer, and we have our Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
And it is a beautiful, absolutely beautiful German Shepherd. Hey, remember, was it last week with the Weimaraner?
Yes, it was.
Okay, Weimaraner is gone. Gatsby.
Yes, Gatsby was adopted.
Gatsby is gone. So, which is good. I mean, gone in a good sense. But now we have Chief.
Yes, we have
who
Chief.
Who is just a beautiful German Shepherd.
Tell us about Chief.
Chief came into our shelter as a stray just about 5 days ago. Great dog. He's a 3-year-old German Shepherd mix is what we have him labeled as. I personally believe he's a German Shepherd Malinois mix. Beautiful dog. He's looks just like a purebred German Shepherd.
He does look just like a purebred German Shepherd.
Except for instead of the just having the black saddle, he's got a lot more black spread out throughout his body. And that's what is leaning me towards the Malinois mix.
He's got beautiful fur. Let me tell you right now, his coat is and again, we never know what happens with strays if they and you say you have to keep them for 5 days.
Yes.
You've had them for 5 days, you've been able to observe them. But I want to share with our listeners that his coat is glistening. So he's not mangy. He's had fabulous care.
Yes, and very healthy, and I mean he's
very bright.
Perfect weight and very smart dog too. Highly treat motivated. We're sitting out in your lobby and I was eating my breakfast and he came up to me and he sat right in front of me like, okay, can I have a piece? So I give him a little piece and before I know it, I just try to see which tricks they know and he already knows, down, he knows shake and so very, very smart.
Somebody's
boy.
Worked with him then. And this, like I said, it's a beautiful dog and came running over, licked my hand and so we need to find him a home.
What's your evaluation as far as family?
We recommend him to go to a home with kids 8 and older.
Because he's so big.
Just because he's so big and he's just so happy and he gets to bouncing around when he gets really happy. And
he can knock down a young child.
He could easily knock down
a child. But he's not a vicious dog or anything. It doesn't seem like there's a bad bone in his body.
No aggression. He actually even did great with our office cat.
Okay, so I just want to share with our listeners too is that when you come in, Spencer, on Friday and you bring Pet of the Week, they have to walk into the studio. You bring them on a leash into the studio. So, you know, you think right away, oh, that's kind of like a crate or a cage or a kind of a closet-ish. No fear. He's relaxed now. He's in his environment. He's been here for, what, less than 5 minutes. He's laying down. He's licking his paws. He's just looking out because we have guests coming. And he's just on no barking. He's not barked once.
He does have one fear, and I think it's actually quite hilarious. He is afraid of smooth floors, like linoleum or tile.
But a lot of dogs are.
Yeah. He gets on it, and he just, like, freezes. He'll get down low on the ground, do this army crawl thing to get across it. And
you know what? There's been a couple of nights that I've done that, too. Yeah. So, okay. So how do you get Chief?
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
I predict he's going to be adopted
today.
You know
what? If you want a good dog, and if you're looking for German Shepherd, you need that outdoor dog, or even, I guess, an indoor dog as long as you can walk him. But he's very quiet. He's laying down here right now. Yeah. He's a happy dog. He's obviously been taken care of.
Yeah.
I kind of feel for the people that lost him, frankly.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Spencer, as usual, thanks, and let's keep our 100% average up here.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Spencer. Have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for all that you do at Haven Humane. Give us the number one more time.
241-1653.
Okay.
Thanks, Spencer. Have a good one.
Early break. When we come back, we're going to be with One Safe Place. We'll be right back.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 7:16 in the morning. Phone lines here 605-4567. And good morning to our chat pad. Good morning everybody out there. And the this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you, Espresso Joe's, it's 36 degrees out there. Go in and get that coffee at great prices. Baristas will make anything there for you. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there. Okay, we've got a busy day here. And with us is Sherry Hoyer.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
From the Seroptimist.
I can't believe I'm up.
You are great.
Mouth open, eyes open.
Oh, are you a late sleeper?
Yes.
You know what?
And it's okay, I'm here.
No, but you're here and you're completely innocent.
And I was here last night.
You're not going blah, 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 blah.
And we're here with also Ken White from One Safe Place, but also one of the people.
King candidate.
So you can say.
You can elect kings now.
That's
king,
with a K
that's
and a C.
King candidate.
That's right.
That is so awesome. Well, let's hear about the event.
All right. This is the 42nd annual Mardi Gras event at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Starts at 7 o'clock. Event's over at midnight. That's January 25th, Saturday night. And we're expecting all kinds of hoopla, including king and queen candidate at 8:30. We'll be crowning, sorry. And that's why I'm here, is to get you to go to www.seroptimistreading.com and vote every 24 hours.
Okay, Seroptimist, give us the website one more time, because if you pull it up, you'll see who the candidates are. And let's talk about the candidates and then go into the ticket prices. And what a fabulous party. This is one of the parties of the year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It is fun. You're right. Okay, our king candidates are... Jan's up for queen. Well,
good
you can
for
tell
you.
Who the kings and queens are going to be. They're here early. I'm sorry. All right, going back. The king candidates are Chris Gomez, Michael Quinn, right next door, and Ken White. Okay. The queen candidates are Kim Gelms, Mimi Mosley, next door.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, they're all next door. They're right here. They don't have to go.
Well, you know what? It's, you know,
and
the
James
power
Skibitis.
Is downtown him.
Absolutely. Right on Market Street.
Okay, now let me run over here to, we'll start with Ken because he was here first. And, Ken, how'd you get into this?
You know, I got recruited. By the Seroptimist. Sherry gave me a call on Saturday, I think, or right around Christmas Eve Day or something like that.
Saturday.
Yeah, but, she calls me up and says, hey, you've been nominated by your peers to become our Mardi Gras king. What do you say? And I went, yes. So the Seroptimist has been a huge supporter of One Safe Place and helping abused, people in our community. Break free from abuse, and so we're just really grateful for their support, and we're really grateful. I'm really grateful and humbled to be a part of this event, and really excited to give back as much as I can, because it all comes back to folks that need help anyway. So I'm just super excited and glad to be here. And I gotta throw something out. Last night we were on your show, And you guys have a reach that goes around the world now. One of my good friends who I went to college with and spent some time in politics with is now a missionary in Honduras, and he was listening to the live stream online in Honduras last night.
We get a lot of people that, that listen all over the world because, you know, from Reading. They listen in the service. They listen in from Thailand, France.
That makes me proud.
It does because, a lot, you know, we do a lot of local stuff here. You know, we talk about our community, and people miss that.
Yeah.
They miss hearing that day to day and all that. Now, our queen candidate, you know, it's sitting here just, you know.
Hi, I'm Jan Skipitis, and I'm running for the queen candidate for Seroptimus. And again, I'd like to thank Seroptimus for the nomination. I was very surprised and very humbled. It's quite an honor. And thank you for having us this morning and last night on the radio station. We actually had a good time with Enjoy Magazine.
Well, so, Enjoy Magazine knows how to have a good time.
They are. And I love Enjoy Magazine too. And I love this store. It's just awesome that we have that in our community. It's a great magazine. I've been in Reading for 30 plus years. We chose Reading over any other city when my husband decided to take a job as a OBGYN here at Mercy Hospital. And, so, giving back to the community just seems a natural thing to do. I've been involved in fundraising since I got here, starting with the Medical Alliance, working on Smoke-Free California, which still exists today. We were instrumental in getting smoking out of bars and restaurants, and I think that's health-wise is a very good choice. I was the lead person on Enterprise Community Stadium. It was a four-year project. We raised $500,000. And got the community stadium going at Enterprise High School, but it is a community stadium. I've done some fundraising with Coats for Christmas for the shelter and various organizations. I did a really cool project called Pencil Project that I started for kids who did not have school supplies and backpacks. They were taking their school supplies or whatever they had in a white trash bag to school, and I thought, no. So I was able to give to about raise enough funds and items to supply 350 kids in this community with backpacks and school supplies so they'd be ready for school. Near and dear to my heart is One Safe Place. I work on Vanity Fair hats, heels, and handbags, which benefits victims of domestic violence. So giving back to the community is what I'm all about. I love empowering women and children through education and self-reliance. I don't believe in a handout, but I believe in a hand up. And I'm just honored to be a queen candidate. And Mardi Gras sounds like it's going to be absolute blast. Woo-hoo! So everybody come. It's going to be such a fun night.
Jan, you know, we see you in a lot of, you know, we go to a lot of these fundraisers, as you know, too, and we see you there. And you all put out and you all are here for our community. So, you know, it's another, and Mardi Gras is a great time. And Linda has been there before as one of the cocktail girls and was gone for 4 days. Anyway, Chris Gomez.
Good morning.
Another king candidate here. And Chris and I've been, gosh, we danced together in Dancing with the Stars. And I mean, you're out here all the time, too, doing stuff for people.
I try to. I feel really, you know, honored to be a part of this. And, like I said, between hearing all the things like that Ken does and Jan does and everybody else that's a candidate, you know, I feel that it's, I wish I could do more, but you know, when you work like a full-time job and everything, I mean, you know, it's tough to get everything in. I mean, I recently within the last year got married and everything too. So to balance all that's really tough. So, it's nice when things like this can come along where you can have a nice fun event. You know, you can contribute to charity and, you know, community things. And it's nice. And, I'm just honored to be nominated and, people should really buy tickets for me. You know, or Ken or Jan. No.
but especially Chris.
Yeah. So yeah. Let's talk about when you are raising funds and you see these folks on the street and they're saying, you know, support me, and you're buying tickets. What specifically, Sherry, let's go to you. What specifically is the money going to go, going towards?
Well, we are focusing our funds this year for our WOA, Women's Opportunity Award. And right now we have $7,000, whatever you call it, tabbed for the women who are back in school, head of household, running their own families, and they're trying to make it back into the real world after leaving their husband maybe through domestic violence. And so that's what we're focusing our funds this year for, is just for the Women's Opportunity Award. And, you know, we received other funds from other organizations, but this is what we're isolating this for.
So, is each candidate out to fundraise to make money kind of somewhat like Dancing with the Stars, where they are to raise funds, and whoever is it by votes and by how much
ticket
they make?
Sales. Okay. Absolutely. You're right. It's both things. And the surprise of all of this is how many tickets you sell. You don't know. No one knows how many tickets Jan Skip Ida sold until the night of the event. Okay. So you're on the website at www.seroptimusreading.com, and you're voting, and you can see, you know, Ken has 50%, Michael Quinn has 20, and Chris has 35, whatever adds up to 100%. Okay. Then they're selling tickets, and they get 5 points for every ticket they sell. So that's the surprise element in this, and nobody really knows who's going to win until 8:30 at night on Saturday.
Well, it's also a casino night.
Oh, boy.
That's the blast. I think last year or the year before, I just stood at the crap table and played. And it's not cash. You get little chips, and then you take your chips up to, you know,
the gift store,
and you get all kinds of, like, lunch for two, and it's just a fun, fun event, or a teddy bear, or whatever.
Or a cake. just a couple of things. Okay, we have our sponsors. Corporate sponsors is Reading Bank of Commerce, Record Searchlight, and some of the radio stations here in town. We have door prizes that include Atlantis Reno Resort for two. We have Silverthorne Resort, Wind River Casino. Hopefully you can go to the hotel too. Riverview Golf and Country Club, Rolling Hills Casino, Oak Bottom Marina, Country House Inns, Mount Shasta Resorts, the Finders Keepers, Oregon Shakespearean Theater Festival. So those are some of the things that you can win or use your chips to purchase. Every 15 minutes, we're giving out another door prize. We have a dance contest right after the King and Queen contest. We're going to have a cake contest. So if you are in our competition for the baked goods, people are going to vote for which cake they want in our community, cakes in our community, vote for which one they want. So there's lots of stuff going on.
Those prizes sound amazing. Now the king is still eligible to win that, right? Because if not, I'll drop out right now.
No. You're eligible. Absolutely.
Well, I was going to cocktail this year, but I may want to be at that table soon. No, not fine. I mean, I cocktailed one year with Rhonda Culp and the girls, and it was a blast. And it was my first year ever to be in Reading and to attend this event. And it has always been just like one of the funnest, if not the most fun event of the year.
Absolutely. Wear your costumes, have your boas, your beads, and your masks.
And everybody knows if you have a mask, you can do anything because nobody knows who you are. That's right. And you've got to be able to come in with the mask, dance with the mask, and leave with the mask.
Exactly.
Otherwise, people will know.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry.
Tickets are $10.
Oh, great.
Okay, tell us again. Give us again the dates.
January 25th, Saturday night. Doors open at 7.
It's a week from this Saturday.
Exactly. And it's $10 to get in. You get your chips and beads around your neck and entrance into the event. If you want more chips, you can go purchase them. And we have a DJ, there's music going all night long, there's stuff going every direction. You have bingo upstairs, you have a bake sale over, we have a photographer that's gonna do crazy photos, and you can buy the CD for that.
Okay, so again, how do people vote for our beautiful queens and our lovely kings?
Okay, king and queen candidates are at www.seroptimusreading.com. Go to the link that says vote for king, and then there's another link for queen. And you can see their bios as well. So just, it's right on the front page.
Okay. And you've got some great people out there that are big in our community. So, all right.
Thank
you very much for coming by and for being on today. And remember, it's a week from tomorrow. And it is a great time. I'm sure we'll be there.
Chris. Yeah, thank you, Ken. And thank you, Jan.
Thank you so much. All right.
We're going to take a quick break,
and we'll be right back.
This is Ted Lighting at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a 5-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view then a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. It is 7:32 in the morning. The 17th of January, 2014. How could that happen?
I know.
Savannah?
17.
I told you to keep your eyes open for January, and look what you've done. Look what you've done so
it's
far.
It's been a blur.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From small chips up to cracks over 24 inches in length, if you've got a little small chip in your windshield, and trust me, it's going to get bigger, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees his work. If he says that he can't do it, then he can't do it, and he's not going to just take your money. He does great work. He guarantees it. What can I say? Head on down to 3208 Market Street right here in Reading, or give Jeff a call at Crack Master Windshield Repair, 241-8373. 241-8373. He does great work. Good guy. We have in the house...
We have an incredible duo.
We should be playing. We should be playing. We should be playing. No, no, we should be playing that one from.
I'm not sure.
From Mr. Lucky or Legs Diamond or something like that.
We just saw Breaking Bad. We're still in Breaking Bad.
Rockford Files. Rockford Files. Okay, we have private investigators in the house, and it wasn't because they are. You weren't following me, right?
A little bit.
Just for a few days.
Bonner and Houston Investigations.
Houston.
You said Houston. It looks like
Houston,
Houston but
it
it's
is.
Houston.
It's Houston.
Right. Let's talk about it. They were founded by two retired law enforcement officers, Harold Budd Houston and Bruce Bonner. Together, the management team alone has over 60 years of police and private investigations. Combined, the two have literally conducted thousands of investigations, making the team one of the most skilled, experienced and knowledgeable in the Northern California region. Ooh, chills.
So, welcome aboard.
Thank
welcome
you.
Aboard, Bruce and Bud.
Okay, oh my God, you guys have stories.
We'll just start, we'll start from left to right here. Moving a little bit closer.
A campfire
there.
Burns bright at night, I am sure. Oh man.
The campfire
well,
burns.
Well, when they go out and they talk shop, I mean, it's just like your toes curl, I'm sure, okay. You know, over stuff that you guys find out.
Bruce, why do people need private investigators?
Well, a lot of times you need a private investigator to process serve papers for you. We're also licensed process servers, and it has to be a lot of papers require a process server to serve a paper. Also, attorneys, when they have cases, they can't be a witness, so they hire a private investigator to go re-interview witnesses or locate additional witnesses to write them a report or give them a verbal report to tell them. And then there's a lot of civil cases that come in as well, where we go out and contact witnesses in civil cases and interview them and provide the attorneys with the information. Locate people. We assist in locating people. And of late, we even get, you know, assist. Some people want to be assisted in their, when they have burglaries and crimes, just because the police are so darn busy. They say, hey, can you get on this a little quicker and help us out? And if we have the time or the opportunity, then we go out.
You've got
that.
A big case working now, I think, on that private link.
I mean,
you know, with the people that had that safe stolen.
Yes.
Well, let's hear a little bit about Bruce, the voice that you've just been hearing. I want to do a little bit about his background, each one of these guys, Bud and Bruce. Bruce, prior to entering his career in California law enforcement, Bruce served as a security police specialist in the United States Air Force. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
He has served as a police officer with Pasadena Red Bluff and Redding Police Departments, experienced in all types of criminal investigations, crime scene evidence, reconstruction, drug-related and traffic accident investigation. We were talking about Breaking Bad before this. That was a trip. He served as a drug task force agent for 4 years and handled a dual-trained drug detection patrol protection canine as well. Bruce was field training officer and later supervised the field training officer program. And, boy, the list goes on. You retired from the Reading Police as a sergeant in September 2011, while supervising the major crimes, homicide, sexual assault, robbery, computer crimes, and crime scene investigations unit. You were also, like you said, a licensed process server. So that's the kind of background you have. And so when we look at what your services are and what you're used for, we have criminal defense, witness locates and interviews, asset searches, that's huge, the insurance defense, worker compensation investigation, sub rosa investigations, workplace violence assessment and solutions, the list goes on, elder abuse investigations. How do you go about, when somebody comes to you, I mean, it could just be where it is an allegation. Or just an assumption, like, oh, I think they're... Bud, is that your specialty?
Well, we... And this is Bud Houseman, and the other
Houseman,
half.
And we'll talk a little bit about your background, too.
We do a variety of things, but we take each case on an individual basis, and you have to evaluate it, find out the merits, find out the validities, and sometimes some of these cases are people that just are suspicious, or they're leery of a certain... item or something, and you just have to evaluate each one as they come in. There are many cases that aren't really what they appear to be,
right? Yes. And just what it looks like. And you've got a long background too in law enforcement.
Yes.
And you just tell us your high points here.
Well, I retired. I was a police officer. I started off over in Woodland, or excuse me, Fortuna Police Department back in the late '60s. And then I went to college at Sacramento, graduated down there from Sac State, when it was Sac State. And then I became an officer in Woodland. I was in Woodland for 4 years and then transferred up here to Reading. And I retired from Reading Police Department in 1998. I did traffic. I did a variety of different things, DUIs. Was a specialty for many years. But now I became a process server, private investigator in 99, and I've been doing it ever since.
Okay, I was talking before we changed subject there about there's a safe that was stolen, and that you all are handling that case.
Yes.
Is that true?
Well, we're just assisting the Shasta County Sheriff's Office with that case going
out. There's a big reward out for this.
Correct. The reward currently is $40,000.
$40,000, for somebody that for information leading to the arrest or the recovery or both?
Both.
Okay. And there's a lot of irreplaceable, objects from what I understand in that safe.
Yes. A lot of, family heirlooms that have been handed down, through several generations, a lot of gold items, silver items, coins, stuff like that.
Okay. And so these are the kind of things that you all do then, is to assist people that, you know, when the police are, and they're stretched thin, as we know, we're short 20 police officers right now, which, and sheriff is short at least that many. So is it more important? I mean, does it seem like there's more people coming in to help, to ask for help? Or is it?
There's a variety of people coming in. Like I said earlier, you have to take each case on its own merits, but there are people coming in that the police literally don't have time to help them. There's not enough officers. Mm-hmm. The officers are stretched thin. They're working on their mm-hmm. overtime all the time.
Yeah.
And they need help.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's not like the TV shows and the movies where, with all the excitement. Well, I mean, maybe it is, but let's find out. What's your typical day as a private investigator? And we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bye.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free. It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal. Freedom.
Freedom. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR. Freedom.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. That's the way you need it,
any way you want it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is, 7:43 in the morning. 38 degrees out there. It's going up in the 70s. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? They just came out and just did a fabulous job on providing us a tankless water heater.
Replaced a big old, I don't know how old it was.
1940s boiler.
It was a boiler.
Don't even ask me why it was still in the house. but they came out and just did an outstanding job, quick, proficient. And then Martin, the owner, comes by just to make sure everything was fine. And it absolutely was. Give them a call at 221-2642. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And I'm telling you, even though it's been like spring-like weather here in January, it's gonna hit. And when it does, make sure that heater's working, make sure all those filters are working and all that. Or if nothing else, get ready for the summer, cause it is going to be an inferno here, I have a feeling, in a lot of different ways. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guests are Bruce Bonner and Bud Houston from Bonner and Houston, private investigators. All right. Now, tell me the truth. And either one of you can answer this, is when you go to the door and the 6 foot blonde with the negligee has the two bottles, it has a bottle of champagne, says, I'm looking for protection. You look like you could be the one to do that. Now, how many of those have you had?
I'll let Bud answer that.
Well, we just took on two new partners, and they actually...
Our 6 foot tall blonde can make that part work.
So are you saying that's kind of like in TV and...
Okay. Totally.
Totally in TV and in movies. Okay, well, that just, you know, you just ruined a lot of people's ideas right there. What's your typical day like? Let's say you're on a case, somebody wants you to, get the goods on somebody. All right. For whatever reason. What's your day like when you do that?
Well, generally we set up our day by setting it up ahead of time, sometimes a week in advance, but we'll talk to people on the phone and set up interviews. If we're serving papers, then we'll just go out and start knocking on doors. If we find that someone has moved from the location that we have the address of, then we'll go back to the office and run computer checks on them and see if we can find new addresses, updated information. We're contacted by attorneys all the time and private citizens for small claims papers or whatever type that they've got. Sometimes it's divorce, sometimes it's stocking issues. There's all kinds of things that, you know, we'll get phone calls on throughout the day.
When you deliver papers, when you talk about delivering papers, can that be hazardous?
Well, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you know, if you walk up to somebody and say, hi, are you Carl Bott? And I go, why? Or I say, oh, okay, yeah. And then you say, okay, this is yours, you hand it to me.
Generally, I try to be a little more human about it and explain to them what it's about. And especially if it's the unlawful detainer's eviction papers, try to explain to them. Unlawful detainer or eviction papers.
Oh, okay. Eviction papers.
I try to explain to them basically what it's about and how they can protect themselves, because there are certain things that if they don't do it, then it can come back and haunt them for a number of years.
So you try and ease them down.
Exactly. There are instances, there was one back in Colorado, this last year where, a retired police officer was process serving and, as he walked away from the door, he was shot in the back, and killed. And there are cases like that. We run into dogs typically, people that don't want to be served, and sometimes it's just the avoidance game.
Yeah, we just had one of our chat pack. Says that I worked with Officer Houston and Bruce Bonner too, and say Karen, who is a volunteer program manager, says hello.
Oh, from,
okay.
Well, Karen, well, thank you.
Okay, so you've delivered the processes, and that can be a little inky at times and all that.
Just again,
if somebody comes in and says my spouse, I think my spouse is doing something wrong. You get a lot of those that they come, you know, for you to follow spouses or to see if, you know, to see if their suspicions are correct, which is what you see a lot in the movies. Right?
Yeah. We get those. We basically try to talk the people out of it, because California is a no-fault state. So if the spouse is cheating or doing something they shouldn't do, then they're not going to gain anything by, having us follow them and confirm it. But sometimes we get them, I have to know. I just have to know if it's true or not.
Well, I think they would, because, you know, if somebody's lying to you all the time, then but you need to find that out. I mean, so at least then you may be a no fault, but at least you know that there's something going on. I was just wondering how many of those are. I walk in and I say, I want to be a private detective. Give me my badge. It doesn't exactly work that way, does it?
Not quite.
No. All right. Well, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni and mushroom?
Salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato?
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner!
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. That was Hawaii 5-0 right playing in the background there. Book 'em, Houston.
Jack
anyway,
Lord.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. I tell you what, In-Store Deli, largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Raw food, organic food, gluten-free. In fact, Amazing Foods for Life comes out of Orchard Nutrition. 221 Locust Street, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition.
7:52 in the morning. If you're just tuning in, we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 75 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful, clear evening with around 41. It's currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, and we're very excited about having our guests with us this morning. They are private investigators, Bonner and Houston. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 605-4567. We are in the midst of getting down to the dirt.
Okay, I want to be a private investigator. Give me my badge. not so fast?
Not quite.
Okay. What has to be?
You have to have experience. You have to even qualify to take the test. The state gives a test. You have to have experience of 5 years, either through workman's comp investigations, working under a PI license, or being a police officer, some type of investigative services.
They count military?
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right, so you can't just walk in. You've got to have some kind of modicum of training then. All right, before you can apply. Now, you just said that one of the big things you all are doing now is civil standby. Was that right? Civil standby? Did I get that right?
Yes, civil standby.
Okay, now what exactly is that?
That's where somebody, as an example, maybe a lady is vacating her residence from a live-in boyfriend, husband, and feels not secure, or they want a witness when they go move their property out. The police and sheriff's office used to do these, but then with manpower and budget cuts they've had over the last several years, I know when I left Reading PD, we weren't doing them. I mean, we just said, well, we're very sorry, but if there's a crime during your moving out process, call us and we'll come.
Yeah, somebody beat you half to death and we'll come.
Correct. So lately we have several attorneys in town who will have their clients call us, and then if we can fit it in, we'll actually go out. In fact, we're going to be doing one this weekend where we will go out and provide that service and help.
You just stand by then, right?
Correct.
And then and you, hey, look, if somebody gets excited about it, just you know, chill here. All right. Basically, now, are you authorized to put people in handcuffs?
Anyone is.
Well, that's right, because you can do a
citizen's arrest.
Correct. In fact, somebody asked that the other day, if they know a bureaucrat's
Because you need to tell that to the TSA agents.
Yeah,
huh?
The bureaucrats that are doing something wrong, you know they're doing something wrong. Can you arrest them? You know, Sheriff Fasenko goes, well, you've got to be able to prove that pretty much, but yeah. Okay.
Well, something that we talked about at the break, and I think that we know people, I'm sure other people know people that have been, let's say there's these scams that happen. You know, my nephew is, you know, and they're personal friends. Let's say, for instance, this is a hypothetical. My nephew's stuck at the airport, you know, or I'm stuck at the airport with the name of that person or something like that. That's a computer scam and people have lost money. Or like my parents have been caught a few times in people who have those fraudulent cases like, invest in this particular thing and then that person rips off the money. You can do the investigation up to that, right? So that there's a record on that person.
Yes, we can. Unfortunately, some of those are known people, relatives, but the majority of those tend to be coming out of other countries, foreign countries, where we hit a brick wall, just like law enforcement does. Yeah. And at that point, we just refer everything we have over to the FBI, and they actually have a section.
Yeah, those kind of ones are, those ones are kind of hard. But if you can get, like, in your parents' case, this was somebody they knew, an investment guy, who took their money. And nothing happened. You all could have investigated something like that, right?
Correct. We would do just like we used to when we were policemen, as we would go out and contact people and interview them and write up reports, provide them to the client, or if the client wants us to provide them to law enforcement, and then law enforcement can look at what we've done, follow up on that, and then if they feel appropriate, file a case with the district attorney.
So what we're saying here is they can come to a Bonner and Houston, and you've got some things that maybe the police just don't have the time to do. They hire you to do it. You put the case together for them, and then they can hand it to the police, who then at that point look at it and go, hey, okay, we have a case here.
Yeah, they'll still have to have a policeman, you know, check on what we've done.
Oh, no, I understand that. But if you've done all the groundwork, you've talked to all the witnesses and all this, and then you've come to a conclusion there, and it's backed up very factual, because you both were policemen, know how to write these things up. I mean, frankly, it's not like me putting it down on crayon. This bin is bad. You've got it in the right format and everything. But at least it gives them a big step up and can help somebody if they're trying to find justice.
Correct.
In this world.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's, you know,
justice,
what?
Justice is a good thing.
Justice for all. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Do you all go out and beat people up to get money? I know, Bud, that you've been approached to pull pranks on people.
No.
Oh, my.
Only you, Carl.
Only me. Yeah, so like, yeah, Bud's their process is on me one day, and I'm like, oh. And then, but I said, it couldn't have been. I was deployed during that time. Anyway, many years ago.
I got an eyewitness.
Yeah, I know.
Richard Bay.
I'm glad you all came on. You, like I said, you've been on before, with today, I think it's much more important when you think about it. We're so short of policemen. We don't have community service officers. They are stretched to the max. You know, 10% of them at any one time have been damaged fighting these meth heads. And, so if you want help, if you want a case to progress, you all can really be of great assistance. Would you say that?
Yes.
Okay.
The biggest problem is a lot of times we can't give the client the information such as addresses and social security numbers and date of birth, stuff like that. We can give it to the police or to the attorney, but we cannot give that information to the to the client.
Now, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can call us at our office. We're listed in the phone book. We are also on the internet at norcalinvestigations.com.
And 1-800 number is 927-9784.
Correct.
And a local number is 221-1303.
4303.
4303. Thank you very much. You got a little, okay. It is a four. that's why you guys are investigators. Bonner and Houston Investigations from right here in Reading. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get back into how can you serve our nation and our world while going to school. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Washington President Obama about to unveil a much-anticipated blueprint on the future of the government surveillance system. American University professor Stephen Vlahodik says the president's speech will confront a defining issue of the Internet age.
Are we comfortable as a people with the government basically having the power to construct massive databases of our call information, of our financial information, of our personal information?
The president's focus expected to be on steps to increase oversight at the National Security Agency. Two members of the Senate, meanwhile, pressing for big changes in how the presidents of this country will consult with Congress on sending the military into war. Senator John McCain says the 1973 War Powers Resolution just needs to be changed.
For unless we in Congress are prepared to cede our constitutional authority over matters of war to the executive, we need a more workable arrangement for consultation and decision-making between the executive and legislative branches.
Senator McCain joined in the bipartisan effort by Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, a Democrat. Family members of a convicted killer executed yesterday in Ohio will file a lawsuit, they say. Lawyers for Dennis McGuire had fought his execution with a new two-drug method, arguing that it amounted to cruel and unusual punishment. Dennis McGuire's attorney, Alan Bonard, says the people of the state of Ohio should be appalled by what was done. He spoke to WKEF-TV.
At this point, it is entirely premature to consider this execution protocol to be anything other than a failed, agonizing experiment.
But Ohio Department of Corrections Director Gary Moore said the drugs used were sanctioned by the state as humane.
If I believed that it would not be, we would not be proceeding.
Meanwhile, McGuire's execution took an unusual 25 minutes, during which time he appeared to have gasped several times, according to a number of witnesses. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
The longtime president of the World Boxing Council has died in Los Angeles of complications from heart surgery, as James Bleers reports.
Jose Suleiman was president of the World Boxing Council for a record-breaking 40 years. Under his leadership, it pioneered an array of safety measures. These included reducing championship fights from 15 to 12 rounds, not allowing a boxer to continue after three knockdowns in a round, and establishing a pension fund for ex-fighters who'd fallen on hard times. Suleiman underwent heart surgery in October, but complications set in at the end of December.
That's SRN's James Bleers. A San Diego traffic court has thrown out a citation against a woman believed to be the first motorist in the country ticketed for driving while wearing Google Glass computer in eyeglass devices. The commissioner said that the woman was not guilty because she'd been cited under a code that requires proof beyond a reasonable doubt that the device was in operation. This is SRN News. U.S. factory output rose for a fifth straight month in December.
The Federal Reserve says factory production increased 0.4% last month. That follows gains of 0.6% in both November and October. Automakers increased their production 1.8% in December and 10.4% from December 2012. Overall production increased 0.3% last month, the fifth straight monthly gain.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Firefighters largely tamed a roaring wildfire in the foothill suburbs northeast of Los Angeles. Dangerous winds causing a few flare-ups today. This Glendora resident told KNBC TV there were a lot of firefighters around.
Fires create their own wind, and it was blowing here. Unbelievable when it went through here. You know, it was just, there and fire guys everywhere, you know, thank God.
The fire in the San Gabriel Mountains destroyed five homes before it was stopped. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning, January the 17th, 2014, for those who may have slipped a year. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Friday, and it's been a fast Friday so far. Let's start off, though, as we always do, with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor.
Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh. What's happening on Wall Street?
Hey, well, good morning. Well, markets remain mixed in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 61 points at 16,478. The Nasdaq's down 5 at 4,213. And the S&P 500's down a fraction of a point at 1,845. Oil's up 29 cents a barrel at $94.25. And the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.84%. Gold's up $8 this morning at $1,248, while silver's up 23 cents at $20.29 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Target's down 41 cents at $60.40, Intel's down 99 cents at $25.55, and Apple is down $4.95 at $549.35. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. Well, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. You know, listen to Josh. He knows what's going on down there, but so do all of the advisors at Wells Fargo. Give him a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. Or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo advisors.
Shasta Gas Propane, our customers, our warm friends, sponsor the weather. Today at 8:07, it's currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 75. Clear tonight with temperatures around 41. Let's talk about the weekend quickly. Saturday, sunny. Will be temperatures, our highs are around 73, mostly clear with those beautiful clear skies and that moon. Have you seen it? Temperatures around 40. Sunday, sunny. Temperatures around 71, mostly clear with the evening around 40. That's your weekend forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our customers, our warm friends.
You know what? We almost were late for work this morning, Savannah.
We did.
You know, usually I wake up without an alarm because I just wake up every morning at 5. Part of it maybe because Elk Killer sticks her nose in my hair and licks me and licks my face until I get up and take her outside. But last night, obviously, Elk Killer was sleeping as well as we were on our sleep number bed. My sleep number is 35. And yours is?
Well, you know what? Last night, and had been recently, because I've started going back to the gym, and my body needs a little bit more tenderness with my mattress, and that's the beautiful thing about Sleep Number, because we can go up and down with our numbers. So my number's been around 45. We've had a deep sleep. We turned everything off last night and had a very quiet night. It was 6:02. We sprung out of bed.
Yeah, you know, which is an hour later than I usually get up, so you can imagine what it looked like in the Abbott bedroom. Exclusive Dillair technology, though, allows for me to have my own number and Linda to have hers, and for us to sleep very well because it's been clinically proven that Sleep Number beds will improve sleep quality and relieve back pain. And right now, my friends, right now, you've got a store where queen mattresses are starting just at $699, and it's the final days of the lowest prices of the season. Save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus for 5 days only, special financing until January 2017 on select Sleep Number beds with approved credit. This ends Monday. You got to get out there because, you know what, you spend half your life in bed. And I know it's scary. Okay, Daniel doesn't believe this, who's in here. He says, half my life. As you get older, Daniel, you'll spend more time in bed. Trust me. I know it's like 3 hours now, but by the time you hit my age, it's 12 hours.
Or laying someplace, you know, laying down out somewhere in the world.
So, you know what, Sleep Number is the place to go, and it's in our Target Shopping Center. Head on in there and talk to the professionals at Sleep Number because they will help you. And, you know, you can save $300 to $800 right now on Sleep Number's newest innovations.
Well, happy Friday here on KCNR. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the gateway to world service. What does that mean? We'll find out when we get back. There's a lot of good stuff coming up. Stay tuned, and we'll be back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda Registry.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:12 in the morning on the 17th. It's Friday. Yes, Friday. Wait a minute. Am I happy? Friday.
Are there music? There are probably some musical clips that have Friday in them.
Something like that. Hey, did you know, before we get to our guest, it's just something that popped up on my news watch today is that Latinos in California will surpass whites as the single largest race or ethnic group in March of this year. They
Caucasian.
Will be
a, does it say white in the, well, that's Caucasian what is what we say when we
it
have
says
to.
It says white. It says non-Hispanic.
Oh, really?
It
said that in the,
white.
In the article.
Whites, I know. Whites.
Weird, because, you know, every now when you have to white. Fill out a, any kind of thing, it's, are you Caucasian? I
no,
don't think any of the, they say white
say,
anymore.
Let them say white.
Oh.
Anyway. Latinos will surprise.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Will surpass whites as the single largest race or ethnic group by March of 2014. 39% vice 39% Hispanic vice 38.8% for whites. 25 years ago, it was 57% white, 26% Hispanic. Also, a lot more older people and a lot less younger people mm-hmm. in California in the next 5 years. I mean, it was part of the budgeting and figuring out where the money has to go and all this. But, if they thought that the Latino, population would be sooner than this, but their birth rate has dropped. Mm-hmm. Which tells you something is that they're simulating into the, in the economy and all this. So,
baby boomers.
And it, well, the baby boomers is going way up. So then the effect this has on
that's why
not
the Rolling
only,
Stones are still going strong.
Okay.
They are.
Okay.
They represent those people that are, that, 60 something, 70 something that are just on top of their game. They still are on their game.
Well, going from baby boomers to Simpson University and Sarah Bourne, what is your generation called, Sarah?
Oh, Generation X, I've heard, or millennials.
I think you're a millennial.
I think so.
I think
yes.
you're a millennial.
I think Daniel
okay,
would be
get closer and talk into that. Don't talk to Daniel, talk to me. Daniel get his chance later. Yeah, you're a millennial.
I think so.
And, you know, one of the things I also heard is that millennials, people are concerned. All right, now this is funny, but people are concerned about millennials becoming police officers.
Oh.
Now this is why. Let me tell you why. Is millennials are laid back more.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, yeah, if they're laid back more, they don't know if they're going to be able to get in there and have violence.
Mm.
Enough violence in there to be able to be a cop.
Yeah.
No, really. I mean,
yeah.
this is, it was some of the psychological things, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But hey, okay, Sarah, you
yes.
are heading up a great program out at Simpson.
Yeah.
It's called World Serve.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the coordinator for the student missions out there. What exactly is World Serve?
World Serve is our, mission program for Simpson students to be able to do service learning projects around the world during spring break and summer. So every year we send about 100 students out all around the globe and then also in a few cities in the U.S. And they just partner with people who are serving long-term in those places and do things like teaching English and community development, business as missions. Some are even working at camps or working with churches. Some are learning about trafficking and just justice issues and poverty. So, yeah, service learning, volunteering, and just getting outside of our campus and our city.
Getting outside of that comfortable bubble environment.
Yep,
is that right?
Yep.
And Dan is here, Daniel Dixon. And Daniel, you've led one of these teams out. Is that correct?
Yep, I have. I led a team to Mongolia last summer.
Okay, what's Mongolia like? That's one of the few places I haven't been.
Mongolia is a very, it's an interesting country because you see a mix of Western civilization with their tribal civilization. It used to be part of the Soviet Union, and now that it's its own country, it's still struggling to form its own identity. So coming from America, where I've never really thought about what does it mean to be an American culturally, because America already has a cultural identity set for it. So being in a country that's only been a nation for 20 years now was just a mind-blowing experience to see that these people are learning things that I take for granted, and they have to struggle with things that I've never even thought about struggling with before.
They have water when you turn on the tap.
They do. Yeah.
Okay. Now, see, a lot of places, when they say, what is one of the things that amazes you? And I go, you know, I can go anywhere in the United States, anywhere, and I can turn on the water. I can go to a bar someplace.
So there's a few places
that you wouldn't
now
even,
that are tainted.
That you, they could be tainted, but overall, you can turn on a tap and drink the water. And you go into countries that even have a city there. You don't drink the water, or there's no water, or there's very little water. So I always ask that when people come in from other countries like that. So did you have water there? And, I mean, it's life, and some places don't have that. So it's, they're looking for an identity in Mongolia. So what kind of industry do they have, Daniel?
That's a difficult question.
Are they agrarian mainly?
They are. The reason why it's difficult is because they don't have a whole lot of exports. A lot of the industry there is things that they've taken from China or from Russia, because they are very agrarian. but it's difficult to be very agrarian now in the global economy. Mm. Now, oil and mining is very, very big in Mongolia.
They've got a lot of oil there?
They have a lot of oil, a lot of mines for gold, different resources. And so other countries like the U.S., Russia have been trying to convince Mongolia to give them the rights to go mining. So that's been an issue that Mongolians have had to face is, do we give up our natural resources to other countries? Do we try and have the use these resources on our own? So they've had questions like that to deal with.
Okay, so and so what did your team do while you were there?
Well, so we worked with the youth and the churches. The Mongolian youth are very much like the youth here in America. And so we worked with them. We would do church camps for them. We took out them out to the countryside for a week with maybe 20 Mongolian youth. And me and my team planned an entire camp for them where we talked about identity. Because we were going with the Christian church, we talked to them about a lot of the basics of the Christian message. And mainly our goal there was to encourage people to learn. One of our strong points in World Service is that we don't go to give as much as we go to learn. We recognize that other people in other cultures have so much to give to us. And so we went with a lot of humility saying, we can learn from Mongolians. They have so much to offer.
You can learn from anybody. Yeah. We need to take a break here. When I come back, I want to talk to you about that. It's one of the things I've noticed when people have the ability to learn by, and a lot of times in dictatorships, there is no communication. That's the first thing they control is communications. And then after the dictator is dropped or taken out, or overthrown, the first thing that you see by the thousands are satellite dishes. And when satellite dishes then bring in the Western world. So, MTV. We'll be right back.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friends. It's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Do we always say that? Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank everybody that it's Friday and we made it to here this week on Friday. Our guests today are from Simpson and they're with the WorldServe, organization. Sarah Bournes, who is a coordinator for student missions, and Daniel Dixon, who is one of the team leaders that takes the other students out. Mm-hmm. They do this during spring breaks and, summer breaks and all this. The question that came in from the chat room, when you say agrarian, you're talking about a farming type of industry or of lifestyles. It's almost like we had back maybe in the early 1900s, would you say, Daniel?
Yeah.
Or from what you know?
Sheep, horses, camels, yaks are the livelihood.
So it's not necessarily crops as it is the grazing animals, which is what the Mongolians have done for, centuries?
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Because of the cold, harsh winters, it's a little bit difficult to grow crops there.
Okay.
In our language, it'd be below zero Fahrenheit for the majority of the year. So growing crops is not an easy task.
So they are a grazing nomadic type of culture still. Mm-hmm. Do they continue to move, or do they have like the areas they own? Or is that kind of like not?
That's one of the areas that's shifting because there are some who are out in the countryside who are nomadic who go from place to place, but there's still others who are moving to the cities now and settling in the cities.
And you're seeing oil and mining is starting to become bigger industries there, so people are going to start doing that, and then they are going to start then your economy starts building, and then your towns, then your cities start.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where Mongolia goes with their resources. I'm definitely not an expert on how they're handling that situation.
Sure.
But it depends, I think, on how they handle it. If they keep it to themselves or if they allow other countries to come in
and exploit them.
Yeah.
Well, oh, wait a minute. Is exploit the right word? No. if you bring in, I believe you go into a country and you help them develop it, and it's a fair trade, then that's not exploitation. Mm-hmm. That's a partnership.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about WorldServe student mission and the team. Sarah Bournes, who's the coordinator for student missions. I want to ask you a question. How many trips are you planning this year?
This year we have 14 teams that are already put together, and they've started fundraising and they're starting the training. We started last week with, we meet every single week with all the teams, and then they meet together just in their own team time to get to know each other and build camaraderie, and also just to prepare for the tasks that they'll be doing in their different countries. And then we have several over spring break that go into cities in the U.S.
So. And what kind of things will they be doing?
Yeah, well, we have teams that teach ESL, English, couple of them that are going, to Thailand and a few Eastern European places that are working with university students, some that are leading camps for kids, and some that are really primarily focused on learning about human trafficking issues or justice, poverty. We have an urban plunge in Oakland, actually, right near us. So, yeah,
what is urban plunge?
Really just learning about what life in the inner city is like for immigrants and refugees. And
wow, that's got to be interesting.
Yeah,
I'd love to just do a whole show on that.
Yeah. It's very experiential. We do a lot of simulations and watch documentaries and just meet and talk to people and learn.
And so I'm sure for many people, how do you choose where to send the teams?
Yeah, well, as Simpson University is related to a denomination called the Christian Missionary Alliance, we have a lot of long-term workers all around the world that have given their lives or many years of their lives to just serve in different places like Mongolia, you've heard with Daniel, or we have teams in Taiwan and all over the place that we have connected with them through the Christian Missionary Alliance, and then other places that just come to us and invite us to send a team of soccer players to come and lead a soccer camp, or we really need some English teachers. So they invite us.
Well, and before we take a break, another question I'm sure that is on our minds is, funding for the trips. How does that happen?
Lots of fundraising. Yeah, we, all of our team members have friends and family at home and churches that they ask for, you know, support. Would you contribute towards my trip, invest in my learning experience and then also in what we're going to be doing? So fundraising. And then we have this wonderful thing called Rent a Team where people in the community can hire students, for a donation to do yard work and housework and cleaning projects and building, you know, a shed in the backyard kind of thing.
And so this Rent-A-Team, because we, you know, we'll have these flyers here at our station that we just went, oh, we just had our little bell go off because it says that if you rent a team, now this, the money that, it's a donation.
Absolutely.
Will go towards sending these, these missionaries, if you will, off into the other countries to bring back. I think it's going to be a humanitarian effort and that kind of thing. So, yard work, house cleaning, fix-it projects, and more. Okay, so we already know we're in on this one.
Awesome.
All right, we're going to take a break, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Spray Service. And Redding Spray Service is, whether you're in need of pest, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, these guys do it right. Been in the business for over 20 years, locally owned, locally operated. Give them a call at 221-3007 or check out their website at reddingspray.com. They're the ones with the those great commercials about bugs calling for a trip out, and they fix that. 007, 221-3007. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. She's picking on me.
We're having a little air fights.
Okay, little air kisses here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our friends there.
I saw them yesterday.
DC, Tim, and the Man in Black.
I waved to them.
Did you wave to them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was getting my roots done.
Your roots?
Not by them, but next door. But I waved to them.
I don't think DC, Tim, and the Man in Black do roots because, I mean, this is a barbershop. This is man's last stronghold. This is, great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for seniors and veterans. This is a man's place. Or little kids. Little kids like to come in there too and look at
mothers, drop your sons off.
There you go. And they will be well shorn when you get them back. Cypress Square Barbershop. All right, our guests today are Sarah Bournes and Daniel Dixon. Sarah heads up she's a coordinator for the Simpson University World Surf Student Mission Teams. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, there's so many things Daniel Dixon is here too, and we've been questioning Daniel because his last mission out there was in Mongolia. Mm-hmm. And some of the people, we use the term agrarian. Of course, agrarian, I use it as being farm in rural type of it's got other meanings and everything, but essentially, and we'll switch off this now, but the Mongolians' lifestyle is more of a herding, nomadic, because they can't grow crops. Mm-hmm. They can grow the in-ground foods, mm-hmm. and potatoes, things like that. But mm-hmm. anyway, okay, Sarah, how do you choose where you're going to send people to? And how do you choose the people? I mean, not everybody should be leaving the country to go to these other countries, right? Yeah. Dan was over there going, I had four.
Yeah, no, we have some great students, and they do go through an application and an interview process, and they can select, three teams that they're most interested in based on what the task or ministry will be, and even the location, if they're interested in a particular area of the world or people group. And so we go through interviews with them and just really pray through and think through what is the best team for them to be on, and just, how they can learn and serve the best, and what works well for the team dynamics as well. So
yeah, you've got to make sure it's matched up right, because mm-hmm. that could be a long time. Yeah, but the time's there. You're only there for a couple of weeks, right?
Right, yeah. Most of the trips are around 3 to 4 weeks, but we go through a whole 4 months of training and preparation, and that's what part of our training is that 30-hour famine and 30-day challenge that we were looking at.
So. Yeah, the 30-day challenge. You've been looking at that, Linda.
It's a wonderful book. Mm. And Sarah, Yeah, mm-hmm. you put this together, Sarah, mm-hmm. correctly? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct? Excuse me. It's called Light the Dark, mm-hmm. The Challenge, Fast, and Pray for 30 Days. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful little booklet, and it goes from day one as to, why don't you share with us?
Okay, yeah. It's 30 days of fasting from something different every day. So we actually started out, we'll start this year, February 1st, and the first night is fast from comfort. And so we sleep on the floor beside our beds. And then we fast from electricity one day, fast from running water, try to get creative, because obviously these are things that are all around us.
You don't build this up like first day it's no bed, and the second day it's no bed and no water.
Yeah, just one at a time, and then it all culminates in a week of fasting from different food items, so fasting from sweets, and then that does build, fast from sweets, and then fast from, meat and things like that, and then all the way to when we have our 30-hour famine, where we fast completely from food for a weekend or for 30 hours, and we do kind of an intensive training weekend for all of our team members where they are on campus, but we take them through a bunch of different kind of experiential simulations and really train them to prepare them for what they might experience on their trips.
Because there's going to be hardships in a lot of places like mm-hmm. Oakland mm-hmm. could be bad.
Yeah. Well, you have, fast from clean, fast from money, fast from fear, fast from option. One of the things that stuck out, I was going through on mm-hmm. For February, day 20, mm-hmm. fast from multitasking. Mm-hmm. And it says, this is from Forbes News, our brains aren't, and I feel like I'm less of a mm-hmm. person because I can't multitask. Yeah. I don't grasp it as much. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people multitask, but I'm not. I have to focus on one thing. And so this makes me, actually, this is like clarity here. Yeah. Our brains just aren't equipped for multitasking. Instead of actually helping you, multitasking works against you. It's making you less efficient, not more. Mm-hmm. Forbes News. Mm-hmm. I love how you have these little...
And so many cultures around the world, really, it's very simple. There's one thing at a time. I went to Indonesia with the team last year, and we were in a fishing village, and, they're really... is no such thing as multitasking. They're very focused on the present and on being with family and friends. And so things like this, a day of fasting from multitasking, are really to get us to think.
How do you do that?
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, no, Sarah, how do you teach people? I mean, like, I've got a business. I mean, there's like 50 things going on.
You calm your brain. That's what yoga does.
How do you do that?
Yeah. I, for me personally, I remember last year when we did this, like just really trying to do one thing at a time and not having like eight windows open on my computer. And, you know, if I need to make a phone call, stop and sit down and don't try to do that while I'm typing. And, yeah, just things like that to kind of focus our brains and just remember to slow down. And that's a lot of what our teams will experience on the field too.
You know what you need to do, in my opinion, you need to teach this and bring other people in that are not leaving.
Yeah, well, we actually invite the rest of the campus to be a part of it.
To give people this challenge of, I'm going to fast from cell phones today.
Yep.
I mean, this is one of the things you fast from, is cell phones.
It's a hard one. How about technology? Is technology one of those? Yeah.
You fast from sleep. You fast from cell phones, fast from options, from money.
Wearing the same clothes 2 days in a row.
Fear, multitasking. Clean.
Don't take a shower.
From
Which
shoes.
Also happens when they're on their trips.
Most of the time, the male producers don't have a problem with that in this place.
From necessities, from waste. And that one is interesting because it says,
try not to throw
anything. You could fill the Rose Bowl every 3 days with the food they throw away. An American.
I'm sorry, what? You can fill the Rose Bowl?
Americans could fill the Rose Bowl every 3 days with the food they throw away.
I believe that. Yeah. No, I believe that. You know, there's a lot of people that could use that food, too. Hey, we're going to take a break here. You know, this is interesting. This is going in places I didn't think was going to happen. I thought we were going to have a very boring talk about World Surf. Well, I did. You know what I mean? Okay, all right. But it's a good cause. Don't misunderstand me, but... The fact is that this program for, especially for young people, this 30-day, but even for us older people, this 30-day challenge, it might be good for everybody to do it. I think it would make you appreciate much more the life you have. And in some ways, it may help you change your life into the better. And, you know, some of these things. Gosh, you know what? That day I didn't have my phone. You know what? I was much more relaxed.
Yeah.
And maybe you want to do that once a week and kind of get into these things. Sarah Bourne and Daniel Dixon here from Simpson University, and we're talking World Serve. We'll be right back.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free. It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal. Freedom.
Freedom. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR. Freedom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. You know, it's Friday morning, and, you know, we during the week, fight it out with our, politics and things that are going on in the world and, you know, a variety of rants. And Fridays we try to bring things in that might be a little more positive, because I really think that 2014 we need to be more positive about life. We need to be more positive in working together. And actually with people that, you know, maybe we don't all agree on things, but we need to be able to work together to better our neighborhoods, our cities, our lives. And we're really going to be pushing on that. And today is a great example of that. But this portion of our show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. They're on 2539 Larkspur Lane, right here in Reading. And John Bastiani started a business there 5 years ago, about the same time we did, Bastiani Arms. And he works in calculable hours, and his wife works with him, and he's got a great crew down there. But he stays up all night, and I know this sounds funny maybe to some people, but finding ammo for his customers. There is a huge shortage of ammo in the country, but not at John and not at Bastiani Arms. He's got it all. So head on down there to 2539 Larkspur Lane. They are just outstanding gunsmiths, and they have guns of all calibers and types for sale. And Bastiani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur Lane. Give them a call. 222-8222. Our guest today, kind of like switching over, Sarah Bournes and Daniel Dixon. Sarah is the coordinator of WorldServe out of Simpson University. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, like I said, I thought this was going to be a different type show. And then Daniel Dixon, who's led a team to Mongolia, and I told him how they used to cure their meat, you know, by riding with meat underneath the saddle. I imagine it gave it its own flavor too. The other thing too is, and Linda is into this one and so much, but I think this is something that maybe everybody ought to take a, I think everybody ought to take a look at this. Mm-hmm. And it's called the challenge, and it's 30 days you fast from things, not just food, mm-hmm. but from life, mm-hmm. from life's, the things we've added on mm-hmm. to our life. Mm-hmm. This one here is like fast from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
For a whole day. Now that means off the phone too.
I can
too.
Do that.
Yeah,
I can totally do that.
In fact, Linda does that so well that for 3 days, she's fasted.
I just don't want to be, sometimes I don't want to be plugged in because mm-hmm. it's about my peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, just some examples. Day one, fast from comfort.
Mm-hmm. Sleep on the floor.
Day two, fast from possessions.
Give something away. Yeah, that one.
Oh, is that what you do? You mm-hmm. give something away?
And not even just give something old and crummy away that you don't want anymore, but we challenge them to give something away that somebody else really needs, but that maybe you do too, or that you still really like. It's not just something that's, you know, thrown away before, but.
How about that toaster oven?
Yeah.
Okay, fast from entertainment.
Yeah, just, to not spend any money on anything that would be, you know, entertainment of our culture, just
TV, media. Movies, mm-hmm. Shopping,
to kind of make your own
eating
free
out.
Fun. Yeah.
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 Take a walk.
Spend time with people.
Fast from people.
Watching. Yeah. Have some
that's
alone
time. That's a
toughie,
isn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, is that for the whole day?
No, so just kinda... Yeah. We're on a college campus and there's people everywhere. So it's a challenge to try to find some alone time and just, yeah, spend time with God, spend time, just, you know, writing in a journal or whatever it might be.
You know, like we said, fast from yourself. Mm-hmm. And you said the one young lady said that she fought her insecurities mm-hmm. by saying, you know what, I am really a good person. Mm-hmm. Fast from electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try not to use.
So how do you do that? That seems like that would be difficult in a dorm when your roommate's not fasting from electricity right then either. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you're going to have to turn your lights off in the room tonight and your music.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. Mm-hmm. But most of the people on our campus know what we're doing. It's a campus-wide event.
Oh, okay. So it's not, everybody knows what's going on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how many people participate in this?
Well, we have 105 team members this year, and then we do invite the rest of the campus if they want to participate in these 30 days with us to join us. And we've probably had another 50 or more be a part of it as well.
Would
and
you take people from outside the campus to do this?
Absolutely, yeah.
So if somebody wanted to try this and to sign up for this, I mean, I realize there's a religious aspect to this that some people may not be have the same religious outlook on life that you do, but it's still...
Yeah, it's just very practical.
It's a practical thing that you talk about.
Yeah, they could pick up one of the booklets. We'll be starting February 1st, so it can... we could put it online somehow, yeah.
I think that's a good idea. I think some people would probably be interested in doing this because it makes... I think it would drive home some of the things that we do that we're getting overrun with technology. We're getting overrun with ourselves.
Our stuff, yeah.
Our stuff. I mean, it's our stuff. Savannah doesn't have that problem. She's our producer here. Savannah, when things get tough, climbs mountains. And makes videos of it. Oh, you're going today? Savannah's going climbing today. I always worry about Savannah going and climbing. Not that she's not great, but, you know, she goes with other people that forget ropes. Our guest again, is Sarah Bournes, who heads up the, this whole mission there. How long have you done this?
I'm just in my third year, so I've sent, the last two summers, a total of 30 teams, between the last two summers. And then this summer is another 14. So, yeah, I enjoy it.
Have you ever had any trouble? Any of your teams get in trouble out there?
Not.
I mean, you send them out to some strange places.
Yeah, we do. Yep. We had a team in El Salvador last year almost get caught in a riptide during the day.
Oh, okay.
But
so it was a physical danger.
Protected us.
You send Christians out into Muslim world.
We do.
Is there a problem there?
Well, they are mainly there to serve the people who are there living long term and again doing practical things. We have a team this year going to the Middle East to work in a community development center and teach English classes and be part of a women's ministry there to help better the women's lives.
Do you assimilate into the culture in the sense of wearing something on your head and wearing scarves on your head like in the Middle East, like a lot of women do? Mm-hmm. It's more of what they did was in Riyadh would wear like a shawl, kind of over. I mean, everybody would know they were Western because they wouldn't cover their face. But covered their, what they didn't wear dresses. They covered their limbs and all that.
Yeah, if that's what the long term workers request of our teams, then absolutely we would do that. In some places, they know that they're foreigners and tourists, so it's not. Whatever's most respectful, that's what we do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I want to take a quick break and we'll come back and finish this. And this is a. This is quite the program here when I didn't realize how extensive it was when we were talking about it. And again, it's from Simpson University, and Simpson is plays a major part in our community here with the university, the nursing, science, the teaching, and all these things they do. But they do a lot of things outside Simpson also.
Gateway to World Service.
Gateway to World Service. We'll be right back.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Happy New Year from Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms says thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. With a new year here, Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to the knowledgeable firearms specialists, the good guys at Bastiani Arms. They're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 6 days a week. If you got a new firearm for Christmas, now's the time to accessorize it. Maybe take a firearm safety class or hunter's education class. Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience and offers CCW classes and women-only CCW classes. Bastiani Arms has firearms and everything you need for firearms and top-notch customer service. And they appreciate you shopping local. Happy New Year from your friends at Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people that are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Casey and I are 1460. I just shocked the whole studio here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. My friends, Valentine's Day is coming, and this is where you want to do your shopping. If you want to have a great Valentine's Day, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry and talk to Leonard and his associates. A direct line to Israel. And so he gets diamonds at a much, much better price than anybody else can. Loose gems, bracelets, tennis bracelets, estate jewelry. He has a huge selection of estate jewelry. And the only watch repair person in the whole town of Reading is right here at Four Winds Jewelry. No matter where you take your watches to be repaired, they always end up at Four Winds. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. That's 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry.
And again, it's the 17th of January. Thank you so much for joining us today on this beautiful Friday here on KCNR. It is 39 degrees. We're going to have a beautiful weekend. Today will be highs in the 75 and clear tonight. Last night, if you've gone outside and seen the moon, it's been that spectacular sky that you just want to take pictures and send it to everywhere in the universe. Clear tonight with 41 this weekend. Saturday night will be clear with 40. And Sunday, our weekends are in the highs will be in the 70s. Beautiful time to be out and about and walking around and have a joyful weekend. We've been here this morning with our Simpson University folks, and we were talking about rent a team. And we are very interested in doing this. We want to share this with you, where you can hire Simpson students from the World Serve teams that can do yard work, house cleaning, fix-it projects, much, much more. And if you want to find out about how, and it's for a donation. So if you want to find out more about that, go to missions@simpsonu.edu. That's missions, plural, at simpsonu. All one word, at edu.
Thanks.
I think that's really neat. I think that's wonderful.
Yep, the students have a lot of funds to raise, so every little bit helps. And
so you'll come out and do yard work, come in and move things. Mm-hmm. Are y'all trained to do things like paint? Or is this more of like a general labor type thing?
It depends. There's some people on our teams who probably do. Mm-hmm. And we're always willing to learn new skills.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's okay, because we
good,
you know,
for us to learn how to serve here and work hard here, because that's what they're going to be doing when they're out and about
awesome.
In countries that they're going
well,
to.
I can abuse you in 3 different languages out there while you're cleaning.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
You know, Sarah and Daniel, I appreciate the fact of what you're doing, that you're out helping, and you do it in here in the United States too, mm-hmm. which I also think is a great idea. I think we need a lot of help here in the United States before we go out to other places. And Daniel, your opinions on things here is learning from other cultures is great. We need to assimilate, or at least be able to understand other cultures if we're going to be able to deal with other cultures. So
and
you've
America,
got a, and you've got a leg up right there.
And we are a multicultural nation, and I think one of the issues that we have is that we need to, we're blending. We need to blend more and understand when people come here and become, when they work hard to try to become citizens of the United States, is that they do have a cultural background and to try to understand what they're trying to, again, become citizens, but they do have this history, and it's good for us to know how, other people in the world live and maybe what their mindsets are as they try to, blend in. Yeah.
Okay. On Monday, we're going to welcome Eric Wickstrom here with us.
Martin Luther King birthday here,
and we're going to be discussing a number of things, but one of them is a new bill in Congress to have let illegals serve in the armed forces to, for a pathway to a citizenship, which I find very strange, and that I want to talk about that.
Yeah, I guess we'll talk about that Monday.
We'll talk about that Monday. And I just want to, again, thank Sarah Bourne and Daniel Dixon from Simpson University and the World Serve for what you do. And thanks a lot for sharing this time with us, and especially the fasting. The fasting
the
from
challenge,
the
fast,
challenge.
30 days of praying and all the different things that you fast from, which are simple if you really just do one day of it. And you can find out more about this by going online.
Yes, our website for World Serve is simpsonu.edu/missions.
There you go. Thanks a lot for being here. Carl and Nabat, have a great, 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 great weekend. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around. And I'll...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama announcing a major overhaul of the National Security Agency's surveillance procedures, its collection of phone records and other data.
We will reform programs and procedures in place to provide greater transparency to our surveillance activities and fortify the safeguards that protect the privacy of U.S. persons.
The president, speaking at the Justice Department this hour, announcing a series of changes in intelligence gathering procedures. The changes follow a months-long review that was prompted by Edward Snowden's leaking of classified information. A Pennsylvania judge has struck down a law requiring all voters to show a photo ID. The judge says the state failed to explain why it's necessary, says it would burden voters in Pennsylvania. 50 years after the original one, there is a new Surgeon General's report on the health hazards of smoking and cancer